Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. St. Louis County is preparing to launch the senior tax freeze application process today. We're joined now by Tony Smee. He's the director for the St. Louis County Department of Revenue. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about how this process is going to work for county residents.
We are going to publish a link that will allow residents to apply entirely online. So they can do the entire process from home, from a computer, from their phone, if they have the documents that they need digitally. If they can't, they can come into one of our four government center locations, and we will have staff there to assist them with that application. So it's not a paper application. We haven't released any sort of paper forms, so folks can't mail in or simply drop off their information. Even if they come in for assistance, they will be applying directly into the online system, and our staff will be there to help them scan and upload documents so that they can get those documents directly into that secure system. Our goal was that we didn't want to have any of these documents out there in the mail or even just laying around our offices that had their identity, you know, their driver's license or birth certificates or any of their documents just out there that weren't secured. And so that's really why we directed everything toward a direct online process.
Tony, you've given us some idea, but what are the basic documents that people will need to pull together for this?
Really, it could be as few as two. We need some sort of identification that verifies their age and their place of residence, and that could be as simple as a driver's license. If they don't have a driver's license, it needs to be some other form of government identification, an ID card, a birth certificate, a passport, something like that. They need to have ownership interest in the property that they're applying for the freeze. And, proof of ownership of that could be a recorded deed to that property. If the property is in a trust, they need to be a trustee or a beneficiary of that trust, and so they might need to provide a little additional documentation there that shows that they are named as a beneficiary or a trustee. And so in that case, they'd need three pieces of information, right? They need their identification, they need a copy of the deed of the property, and a copy of a document showing their interest in that property. And that's basically the basics of it.
Who specifically does qualify for this?
So really, it's gotten fairly simple. So anyone that's 62 years old by the end of this year, so they must be 62 by December 31st of 2024 to qualify for 2024's base year. And that's what we're applying for. So if they don't turn 62 until January or February of next year, then they won't apply during this process. So as long as they're 62 years old and they have some ownership interest in the property, then they qualify. And if you have multiple people that qualify that are owners of the same property, only one should apply. We will be deleting any duplicate applications because the applications are for the property, and we only need one to qualify.
And then how long do seniors have to apply for this for it to be applied to the next tax cycle?
They will have until June 30th of 2025. So we've got a full 9 months for them to apply. We expect that there'll be a large number of folks that want to try to apply the first day, but they really have 9 months to do it. And, our goal is to make that as easy and frustration-free as possible for them. And so if there are questions or issues and they want to take a little more time, we'll have folks that are trained to assist them either in person or by phone.
St. Louis County Department of Revenue Director Tony Smee, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.